Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Thursday, July 11th, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. Again, the trend is your friend. We're the only ones that give it to you because nobody else knows how to do it. Again, ain't BS. These are my books. Trends 2000, international bestseller. Trend tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. Publishing the Trends Journal since 1991. They don't have a clue. They don't teach trend forecasting at Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Cambridge, Oxford. They don't know how to do it. But we're going to teach you a history class. Here's what happened. This is the shit that we made up to how we changed everything. Just like history is being rewritten right now. They're blaming the office vacancy rates on the pandemic, for example. They're blaming the kids going out of their minds on the pandemic. Now, well, not the pandemic, the politicians, the arrogant little pieces of shit that made up crap that destroyed the lives and livelihoods of billions of people across the planet. The shittiots. Yep. So, on to the markets. Well, today was a little mixed. Dow was up, S&P 500 down. But the news, of course, was that the inflation numbers came in lower than expected. But when you look at the inflation, the cost of everything is still high. It just didn't go up as quick as it did. It's not like things are going way down. You know, yes, some products are, but a lot aren't. So the markets were mixed. But did you see gold prices? 4,417. When we made the trend forecast for golden year for gold this year, right there for everybody to read, January 2nd, gold was around $2,040. This is just the beginning. There's a lot of reasons why gold is going to go up. The lowering of the dollar is going to be one of them, but there are many other aspects that are pushing gold prices higher, which we're detailing in our Trends Journal. And again, we're giving you what nobody else in the world is. Here, this is a story out today's Financial Times. Job axe wielded at CNN. They're cutting 3% of its staff. Ready for this? In a memorandum to staff yesterday, Chief Executive Sir Mark Thompson. Sir? Oh, he's British. They have His Majesty, Sir. What's this fucking sir shit? What's this fucking sir shit? You don't put Mr. in front of everybody's name. Oh, I'm a sir. I was anointed by the king. The fucking Brits have taken over the American media. The same Brits that we fought against to get our freedom. Yeah. CNN. Bloomberg, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, Daily Caller, keep on going. What fucking shit? The cartoons, Cartoon News fucking network. This is the top story that has been there all day long. Powerful Democrats, furious. Biden's decline was hidden. Powerful Democrats? Oh, you mean like little Chucky Schumer? Adam Schiff? No, Nancy Pelosi. A fucking joke. Again, look at the headline of this Cartoon News Network, major story throughout the day. Powerful Democrats furious. Biden's decline was hidden. Powerful? What are you, fucking blind, deaf, and dumb? Hidden in front of everybody's eyes to see. The fucking guy's been out of his mind for how fucking long? Oh, by the way, again, for a long time, but this was one of your covers of your Trends Journal about Biden. Here it is. The fall of America. Oh, but powerful. Oh, you've been hiding it from us. You did. We're too fucking stupid to see how fucking out of this mind this guy is. That's the shit they're giving you. It's a shit show run by shit. Oh, no, sir. Excuse me, sir. The Cartoon News fucking network. Investors watch for banking weakness. Yeah, $5 a day for the Wall Street Journal. Some fucking shithead said, no, it's not $5. It's $5 a day if you go buy it daily. The price is right there. Investors watch for banking weakness. Banking weakness? How about the fucking banking crisis that's going to happen? Bank on it. The office building bust, it's a ticking time bomb for banks. And they have here, most banks shouldn't have to realize the losses unless they run into trouble and need to sell assets to raise money. What am I in fucking kindergarten? You're reading to me this shit? Oh, what was the vacancy rate in San Francisco of office buildings that we reported on Monday? 34.5%. Was 5% before they called the pandemic. No, before the scumbags locked the place down. What is it? Almost $4 trillion worth of commercial real estate debt coming due in a little over 2 years? Why you have less tenants and interest rates are double what you paid for it when you bought the building, and these are interest rate loans? Now the interest rates are double and you got less tenants and you can't pay the debt? Oh, and the banks, the money that they got to cover the losses, you remember? Hey, from Trump to Biden, all this cheap money they dumped into the system, people had a lot of dough, they put it in the bank. Oh, what'd the bank do with it? They bought treasuries when interest rates were at zero. The crisis is coming. We're the only ones warning about it. Yep. So they're positive on the inflation. The key inflation gauge rose 3% in June. But yeah, this is the kind of bullshit they put out there. Food at home prices have risen by just 1.1% since June 2023, according to the CPI data. Oh, they only went up 1.1%, but from 2023, when they were way up there. So they're way up there and they only went up 1.1%. They didn't come down. Yeah, but we won't talk about that. And what's bringing it down, by the way, is the price of oil and gas. And we think that's going to change because they're going to keep ramping up the Israel and Ukraine war, and they could drive oil prices much higher. German car makers report sales drops. Huh. Both in China and in Europe. The Chinese are buying more Chinese products. We've said this is going to be their trend, becoming self-sustaining. And that is what they're doing, and self-sufficient. They have most of the human and natural resources they need to do so, as does Russia and the United States, but the United States isn't doing it. What do they have here? Volkswagen noted some manufacturers are offering price discounts of up to 50% in China. Yep, on and on. It's happened. The recession's coming, and it's only going to get much worse when the banks go bust. Boeing agrees to buy Spirit AeroSystems for $4.7 billion deal. Oh, the Boeing, huh? Goldman Sachs buys TAIT stake. One after another, buying up buying up, buying up, buying up. Every week in your trends journal, we have bigs getting bigger. These are just a few of the articles. It's important, again, as we reported, for example, three hedge funds, private equity groups, whatever the fuck you want to call them, venture capitalists, Vanguard, State Street, and who's the other one? Vanguard's BlackRock own 88% of the S&P 500 and 40% of the major corporations. Again, whole load of articles on AI. We have a whole section, both Joe Duran and Ben Davis and Joe Duran talking about AI. AI, there you go. Bringing down humans and costing a lot of jobs. So this is a Wall Street Journal article today. Israel warns of attack on city. Oh, you mean somebody's going to attack Israel City? No. Civilians are told to leave Gaza City. Israeli military issued a sweeping call for residents of Gaza City to leave the area after days of punishing airstrikes. Blowing the shit out of this place, slaughtering people in front of everybody's eyes on the bullshit fucking crap we get in Hamas. Hamas is living in every house, every school, every hospital. They wiped out most of the hospitals, schools. Murder in front of everybody's eyes for all to see, but who cares? Israel's, this is how they write this shit. Again, brought to you by the Brits who love war. Israel's willingness to accept a high number of civilian casualties and strikes that target Hamas have been the heart of the international debate about the approach to the war. Isn't that nice language? Israel's willingness to accept a high Israel's willingness? Murderous bastards slaughtering innocent people? And you saw the numbers that came out with Lancet. Talked about it yesterday with Salenti and the judge. Watch it. 186,000 Palestinians they expect to die from this so far. And Lancet's not a bullshit organization. Israel strike near Gaza school kills 30. Isn't that nice? Hamas was there. U.S. agrees to ship 500-pound bombs to keep slaughtering people in Israel. This is from Times of Israel. U.S. sending Israel some heavy bombs that Biden withheld ahead of Rafah app. Oh, you remember the Rafah app? Oh, yeah, don't go into Rafah and do this, Biden said. And what was the cover of our Trends Journal? Bullshit Biden's Rafah red line is a red carpet for Netanyahu. That's right. That's what we forecast. They were going to do it. And now they've slaughtered all the people over there, blew the place to shit. And now that's okay. That's over now. We'll send you more bombs to kill more people. This is an article from the cradle.co. Western media ignores Israel's confirmation of Hannibal directive on 7 October. Major Western media outlets have remained silent days after Israel's leading newspaper, Haaretz, which I subscribe to, confirmed that army commanders directed troops to kill their own soldiers and civilians on October 7th, turning the Gaza border into, quote, an extermination zone. That's a quote. And Max Blumenthal, who will be one of the speakers, the Gray Zone, has reported on this since it happened. And Anya Parenthaler's wife, there'll be two of the speakers here on September 28th at the Four Corners of Freedom at our Peace and Freedom Rally. Again, we want 1 million people here. We want to close down everything and get the message of peace out. Because if we don't stop peace, they're going to annihilate us and World War III has already begun. A search of reports on the Israeli investigation in outlets like CNN, The New York Times, Washington Post, BBC, Reuters, AP, The Wall Street Journal, NBC News, and others yielded no results. Not a word. And the numbers coming out that almost half the people that were killed, the Israelis killed. Again, look up what the Hannibal directive is. And there was the picture that came out shortly after it happened of an Israeli tank blowing up the kibbutz that Hamas was in with Israeli people. Yep. According to the study of coverage in major U.S. newspapers of the Gaza genocide, for every two Palestinian deaths, Palestinians are mentioned once. Meanwhile, for every Israeli death, Israelis are mentioned eight times, a rate 16 times more per death than that of Palestinians. Furthermore, emotive terms for the killing of civilians like slaughter, massacre, and horrific are used exclusively for Israelis. In particular, the term slaughter was used by major Western outlets to describe the killing of Israelis versus Palestinians at a 60-to-1 ratio. And massacre was used to describe the killing of Israelis versus Palestinians 125-to-2. And it keeps going. This is an article from yesterday's toilet paper record in New York Times. Law firm scrutinizing applicants' protest activity. For as long as students at colleges across the United States have protested the war in Gaza, they've drawn the fury of some of the financial world's mightiest figures. You ready? Investors, lawmakers, and bankers who have flexed their financial power over universities, toppling school leaders in the process. Now, a prominent Wall Street law firm is taking a more direct approach with protesters. Sullivan and Cromwell, a 145-year-old firm that has counted Goldman Sachs and Amazon among its clients, said that job application participants in a protest on campus or off could be a disqualifying factor. They go on to write this article in the New York Times, and the guys are heading it. Is Mr. Shanker isn't Israeli, but he has strong ties to the country. His great-grandfather was the leader of the influential Orthodox Jewish community in Jerusalem a century ago, and he belongs to a synagogue there. And Shanker was there during the October 7th attack. You are not allowed to come out against the genocide. You're banned. And the NATO gang met and they released today, China has become decisive enabler of the war in Ukraine. This is from Euronews. In their most serious rebuke against Beijing, NATO allies on Wednesday, this was yesterday, called a decisive enabler, China, of Russia's war against Ukraine. Beijing insists it does not provide military aid to Russia. Chinese secretary in the embassy in Washington said China is neither creator of nor a party to the Ukraine crisis. Quote, China does not provide weapons to the parties to the conflict and strictly controls the exports of dual-use articles, blah, 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 blah. So it's okay for the United States and NATO to supply all the weapons to Ukraine to fight the war because we have to believe the bullshit of why the war started and who's fighting who for what. But again, as we made very clear in your Trends Journal, going back to 2014, see how happy that guy is? America launched this war, written to you by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. Washington is driving the world to the final war. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity. And he goes on about how Victoria Nuland, former Assistant Secretary of State, bragged with $5 billion to non-governmental organizations in Ukraine to teach democracy. Again, all the details are here. We did it in podcast night after night after night. But you only could support the lies coming from the United States, NATO, and what was used to be called the media. Media doesn't produce the facts anymore. So again, F-16 jets are on their way to Ukraine, says Blinken. So all that's fine. The United States and NATO could ramp up the war as much as they can. China can't even be a friend. Not allowed to be nice to them. Russia, you can't have anything to do with them. You got to swallow the shit that they're shoving down our throat. World War III has begun. If Biden stays in, they're going to escalate the war. And if Biden goes out, Gatson, arrogant little boy, Gavin Newsom, I believe is going to be the pick. And a number of people are saying that. I'm not the only one. And the Clayton Morris redacted, you know, he put a whole big thing on it. A number of us believe that's going to happen. And he'll win. Gavin Newsom will win, minus a wild card, because a lot of people won't go out to vote if Biden wins, or wins, gets the nomination and runs. But if Biden doesn't run and they put in Gavin Newsom, he got the looks and the lies to make a lot of people swallow his crap. And a lot of people will go out to vote because they hate Trump. And Trump will lose. That's why, again, as much as I can't stand Trump, I believe the election was stolen. I did the overnight podcast with Greg Hunter, USA Watchdog, on election eve. And all of a sudden, like 120,000 write-in ballots came in and not one for Trump. You know, it was Wisconsin, Michigan, whoever. One after another. This is bullshit. But the people went out and voted for Biden then, not because they liked Biden, but they hated Trump. And now Trump hatred has grown in a larger sector. So that's what we see. That's our forecast. So subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you everything we can. Again, you look at gold for $2.56 a week. If you invested in the Trends Journal and believed our forecast, we don't tell you what to do. We don't give financial advice, but we give you the facts. And you better get ready for the banks to go bust. No one's talking about this. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, check out the video I did yesterday with the judge. He's great. There's no one like him. Judge Napolitano. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil. So far, those are going to be our speakers at the Peace and Freedom Rally. And we're going to have music, entertainment, try and have a great time and change the course of history, because it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. Time for that brush fires of freedom to be set, and we're lighting the match. Peace.